New FM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. How you guys going? Kat, Stephen, how are you this morning?
Doing better than you this morning.
Oh, look, I've got what I call this is a fun challenge, right? You know, kids get like puzzle books and they got to like fill in the blanks and stuff like that. This is a bit like that.
You like when you go to the zoo and they hide all like the elephant's treats inside like an ice block or a little puzzle to keep them entertained? That's you this morning.
To fill in what's going on behind the scenes, we came in here and the microphone that I use, right, is full broken off the stand, not just like unscrewed or something. So what it is, basically,
the thread snapped inside the like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like imagine like a banana on a string is what's going on here. And it's like flopping about all over the place, right? And it's my job to follow the banana like a zoo animal, trying to catch it. Come here, banana, right? And then I use that as my microphone. So it's just a little fun challenge that I see.
Get your steps in, I suppose.
Exactly. You know, yesterday I was only up to 9,000. I like to hit 10. This won't be a problem today.
No,
so
no, you'll be good today.
Yeah, bit of fun. How are you guys going? How was your days yesterday?
Yeah, a little bit tired because I did go too much Halloweening last night.
Oh, did you? Were you around trick-or-treating?
Well, not trick-or-treating so much as I just went and checked out the haunted houses.
Right.
Oh, that is a bit of fun.
Nice. What about yourself, Stephen?
I, on the other hand, started a new season of Love Island Australia. So
priority.
I mean, I know. It is important. I can't be behind. So I had to catch up. So that
Very
is
good.
Exciting. What about yourself, Grover?
Well, I just did like a bit of work at the shop. And then in the afternoon, I also checked out a couple of houses around town. Some so good. So good. Especially Waratah. Mm. Turning it on.
Any Halloween shenanigans for you, Jess?
No. I hid inside.
Too spooky.
Get off my lawn.
Literally.
Yeah, I can see that.
Instead of the caution tape everyone's been using, Jess just had a sign. Duck, 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 duck. She banged into the front lawn. Do not enter. This is not some kind of trick or treat situation. Oh, very good. Everyone up and about. That's the main thing as you wake up with the Novos here at UFM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Well, everybody's kind of recovering, I think, today from either Halloween or the Coors concert. Apparently went very well.
Oh, that's good.
It's seen a lot of stuff on the socials, including some video of the Coors doing a Fleetwood Mac cover, which I wouldn't have had on my bingo card.
Absolutely not. That is fun, though. That is cool.
Yeah, but they
mix it up.
It. Absolutely.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice to see that everybody had a good time.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, getting home safely and all that.
I'm sick and tired, though, of us getting all these great acts on a school night.
I know.
We've got to get up so early. We can't go. Like, I just can't justify it. I'm so tired. Already at the best of times.
You didn't go, though. What are you so tired for?
Oh, I'm tired thinking about all those people who had to stay up late
ridiculous.
To go watch it.
You know what? That's being picky. You're being picky, Stephen. If you get international acts like Sir Yes Sir Paul McCartney, it can come on a school night. It can come any night.
Sydney gets him Friday, Saturday, or something. They can have him on Tuesday. We can have him Friday.
No, I think
Grinspoon are coming on a Saturday.
There you go.
Perfect. See, my cause have already been heard. I'm just evoking action.
Did you say your cause have already been heard?
I should have done. I missed that opportunity.
Missed opportunity indeed. As you wake up with the Novos, New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, the Health Minister joined us yesterday in the Hunter. Good news?
He sure did. He was here to make three announcements yesterday. One of those in particular was putting back, or reinstating, I should say, the shuttle bus service for the John Hunter Hospital, which was a once upon a time a thing that finished up in like 2007, 2008. Wow. So it'll run from like the John Hunter into various other places in town, out to like the uni, major hubs basically. They're going to look at the route that was in place before and look at, you know, if they need to change it or if it was a great route, whatever.
Hey, look, okay, all so good questions to be asking. To me, it sounds very good. I'm giving it one of these.
Yeah. Yay!
Well, if your local bolo could have like a shuttle bus service, a courtesy bus, surely the John Hunter could have one.
Well, particularly because they still charge for parking at John Hunter, which is one of the few hospitals left that does.
Exactly, yeah. And it's, you know, one of the hardest places in all of Newcastle and the Hunter to get a park on the best days.
Yeah, so. Always busy, isn't it?
Yeah, give us a shuttle, give us a shuttle. All right, well, we're keeping on, I guess, transport news here with what's been dubbed the Wine Country 500.
Yeah, see, this will make you happy, Crevo. Yeah. Taking advantage, making some money.
Absolutely.
We love this. So, yeah. Newcastle councillors last night had their monthly meeting and they have decided that they are going to jump on board with Cessnock Council, who want to take the supercars race that Newcastle missed out on, make it their own, make it the Wine Country 500. Apparently, Jay Saville, the mayor, has been in chats with supercars and the government and to see what can be done.
I think it's a brilliant idea, and why I reckon not? All the drivers has to have like a glass of wine before they race.
No,
non-alcoholic wine, of course. Come on, be sensible, you lot. Jeez, just for like tasting, so they appreciate the area they're in.
Maybe the day before.
I still think it should go to Maitland. But, you know, I think everything should go to Maitland.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's up to you. I don't know.
It's just good to see that, you know, nice and early and getting prepared, you know? It's
exactly.
Good to see they haven't left this to the last minute.
Yeah. Nothing worse, right, than when stuff like this gets left. That's how you miss out.
Hope's going to kill us, I think. Stop giving us hope. Oh.
Look, if it's that close, you'll still be able to hear it from Newcastle as well, which will, you know, keep a lot of people happy.
And from Maitland, because it's that close.
There you go. Winning, that's what we're about. Bring this back to our region is all I'll have to say. It's Waking Up with the Novos and, of course, a full news update at 6 o'clock here at New FM. Tops of just 20 degrees today around Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. A bit of cloud about as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
And, team, how's this for a headline? Mother has been forced to seek legal aid to evict her children. Now, before you're thinking, oh, the poor children, the injustice of it all, fret not, the children are 40 and 42 respectively. Children is a very loose term. They both work full-time jobs while poor mum is living on the pension. So don't worry too much about these kids. I think they've had their fair share.
They're not looking after her at all?
Well, I mean...
Well, obviously not if she's taking time to evict them.
Absolutely not. So, yeah, on several occasions, she's asked politely for them to find more autonomous living arrangements than what she said.
Move out of home, you lazy sods!
Exactly. This is a very, like... there's a lot of politically correct ways of her growling these kids in this article. The mother was annoyed that the sons did not, like you said, Kath, contribute to the household expenses or chores.
Wow.
In fact, they were creating more chores, if anything, because they'd come home in the middle of the night and leave their items in disarray. Again, they're just leaving their rubbish absolutely everywhere. So she's had to go get... she's lawyered up, basically. She's got her legal team. She's had to go to the court. And, yeah, they've found that the kids... they got to go. So this is what the judge says. While the men still living at home was initially warranted due to the obligation of the parent to provide maintenance, it was no longer justifiable given the fact that they were over 40. The men have until 18th of December to move out. Family Christmas is going to be a little bit awkward this year,
well,
isn't it?
Well, will they come home? I mean, I don't know even if they're allowed at
now,
this point.
I know the cost of living is through the roof.
Sure.
But it's through the roof for everyone, including mum and dad. You got to, if you're staying at home, you at least got to help out,
you
don't you?
Contribute, yeah. I think, you know, the second you start working, I mean, even if you're still a teenager, you got to start chucking in.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, a lot of like, it's not uncommon for parents to charge board or something like that.
Around the team, what age did we move out? Here's a question. Stephen, you go first.
When I moved here, so 23.
23. What about yourself, Kath?
Yeah.
14.
Well, that's pretty young. Mm-hmm. That's on the young. Would you get your own place at 14?
I had my own place at 15.
There you go. Wow. That's pretty good. I was 17.
So I was a trainee radio announcer at 15.
Oh, there you go. So you already had a job.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. See? I mean, I guess a lot younger than these kids.
Yeah, but to be fair, in their defence... if I didn't have to, like, move across the country for work, I'd still be living at home, 100%.
Till what age, do you reckon? As long as you can.
Well, I remember mum and dad tried to, like, get me out. They were like, you know what? We're going to charge you $50 a week in rent. I was like, I'm not going to find a better place cheaper anyway. I'm sticking around.
That's the cheapest rent in all of Western Australia.
Yeah, so I'd probably still be at home, if I'm honest. I like the hustle.
the convenience of it all. Who wouldn't? To 40, though, too much.
One, two, three.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Oh, you got a case of the midweek blues, do you? Stop that. Not okay. Allowed. Okay. It is time to get you up and about on your Wednesday morning.
Stephen has spoken.
I have spoken. You know, I've my gavel's been hit down on the table. My word is final. 4967-4105 is the magic number to call up. We've got freebies for you Wednesday morning, if you don't mind. And by freebies, I mean we are absolutely loaded, aren't we, Kath?
Absolutely. We have passes to Bitter and Twisted Boutique Beer Festival coming to Maitland Jail this Saturday and Sunday. Get your tickets now at bitterandtwisted.com.au.
There is going to be, I'm telling you now, make sure you organise your ride home beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
Order that Uber.
80 different types of brews, man.
Oh, 80. My God.
80. It's going to be hard trying them all, but somebody's got to do it.
Creva, I think you're the man for the job.
Okay.
Well,
we
need, you know, one brave Nova Castrian to take this on, this challenge of all the brews, I suppose. 4967-4105. The magic number. If you want to win this double pass, you just got to play Three of a Kind this morning. So, how the game works, we give you three items or words or whatever, and you got to basically figure out what links the three things we give you. So,
what's the theme?
Yeah, a quick example, if I were to say to you two...
Can we play?
Yeah. If I were to say off the top of my head, square, circle, triangle... Craver, quickest there.
Mm. Are they shaped?
They most certainly are.
Oh.
Not shapes that you eat.
And I'm telling you this for free. Doesn't get much harder than that either.
Right.
It's pretty simple.
If you heard the whole circle, square, triangle and thought, I knew those were shapes, this is your chance to win free stuff off to Bitter and Twisted beer and stuff. How good's that?
Most certainly. It'll cue you midweek blues. 4967-4105 is that magic number. We need two Nova Castries to battle it out in Three of a Kind on the other side of this.
One, two, three.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, let's do this thing. Let's get one Nova Castrian off the Bitter and Twisted this weekend. It's going to be an absolute beauty, and you could be there. We're giving them away with Three of a Kind all week. 4967-4105 is that magic number. Should we meet our two contestants this morning?
Let's do it.
All right, first we'll go to Curry. Morning, Oliver. How are you?
Good, mate. Good.
Yeah, you excited to get to Bitter and Twisted?
Absolutely.
Fingers crossed we can get you there. You don't just get it for free, though. You have to compete for it. Fight tooth and nail.
That's right. Not to the death, but just for this through this radio game, which won't take too much out of you. Don't worry.
All right. Well, up against Oliver, we go to Fennel Bay. Morning, Steve. How are you?
Good, mate. Good.
Are you, you know, feeling a bit better after a practice run yesterday?
Yeah, fight fit, mate. We're ready.
Yes, all right, here we go. Fingers crossed you can get the chockies today. Mm-hmm. So just to clear up the scoring, gentlemen, it is first to two, best of three. And you got to remember, your name is your buzzer. So, Steve, you know what you're doing. You test your buzzer first.
Steve.
Yeah, lovely. Ollie, you're next?
Ollie.
Yep, lovely. Two quick buzzers, ready to go. Best of luck, gentlemen. The first one I've got for you is Milwaukee, Makita, Ryobi.
Steve.
Ollie was quicker there.
Tool brand.
Yeah, I'll take that. Correct. Well done. Power Tools is what we're looking for. One on the board to Ollie. All right, next one I've got is pound, rupee, dollar.
Over.
Steve, I think, is quickest there.
That's currency.
Currency is correct. Well done. Which means we go to a tiebreaker.
All right, here we go.
Dramatic music on and loud.
Feel the pressure, but don't let it crack you. That's what the message here, if you will.
All right, the last one for you, gents, is Smith's, Pringles, Red Rock Deli.
Oliver, Steve.
Ollie was quick there.
Chippies!
Chippies is correct.
Yes! Unbelievable scenes as Oliver, Stephen, Brad Reed right through with the chippy answer. Nice. So good. Well done. You're off to Bitter and Twisted. Enjoy that one. Simple as that. See, so easy to win from with the Novos, you know, this early in the morning.
And if you do want to get yourself the Bitter and Twisted, we've played all week with Three of a Kind. So get up nice and early, set that alarm, and have it saved in your phone, 4967-4105, because I'm telling you, you want to get there.
You're waking up with the Novos here at 105.3 New FM. And now, if your kid's got a bunch of lollies yesterday out trick-or-treating and you've been worrying about this, I guess, a sugar high as they're going to be getting on over the next few days, I've actually got a tip here on how to get that under control.
Right, okay.
Right, so this study's been done recently, and they actually started doing these types of studies way back in the 90s. They've just been looking at the evidence again to say that when children eat sugar, like a bunch of sugar, it's not actually the sugar that's making them so hyperactive for so long, running around. You know how they, like, you see kids running around like crazy, you think, oh, they must have had a bunch of sugar.
Yeah.
What it actually is the parents' expectations that their kids are going to be acting so wild that's creating this, making this happen. So the sugar, right. The sugar has a very short-term like energy burst like that you'd experience as an adult. Like you eat a Mars bar or something, you feel a bit energetic, but you're not running around, right? And then after that, it drops away fairly quickly. But because parents think that their kids are going to be wild, they are. That's what the evidence is showing. So if you if your kids got heaps of like Mars, mini Mars bars and stuff, don't, the key is, don't expect them to be running around like crazy, and they won't.
So
that's the trick.
Are they saying that it's like a placebo effect almost?
Exactly. So the way they tested this is they gave kids a bunch of like sugar-free lollies.
Right, classic.
And then, you know, they told the parents that they were actually, like the lollies actually had sugar. And of course the parents were like, oh, kids are going to be an absolute mare after having all this. And they were, because the parents thought they were. Isn't that amazing bit of psychology going on there? It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy almost.
That is so interesting, because I reckon sometimes when, like, kids have a fall, if you make a big fuss about it, you're like, oh, no, are you all right, are you all right? They, like, cry because they see the panic in mum and dad's face.
That's right.
But if you're like, ah, you'll be all right, you know, dust it off. So, but a lot of the time they are, not all the time, obviously, but a lot of the time they're like, oh, yeah, actually it doesn't hurt that much. I actually am all right.
It's interesting you say that. So my friend has two kids. The first one, very babied. I'm not going to lie. I'm not beating around the bush here.
Yeah.
And any time it falls over now, cries straight away. Yeah, the younger brother, he can fall down the stairs. He'll be like, you'll be right, mate. And he goes, yeah, I am, and just moves on with his life. And I think there's a lot of, like, I guess kids looking to parents' reactions to
dictate their own.
That's right.
Yeah.
See how it is. I think it's a perfect example of that.
Interesting. So I guess to summarise it, your PSA to parents is no expectation. Let them have the lollies. Go, oh, knock yourself out. You'll be all right.
Yeah,
and
you
they
won't
will
be
all right.
Yeah, you won't. They won't keep you up. You'll be fine. Simple as that.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of parenting advice from some non-parents.
That's what we're the best at here at New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
So, guys, I'm back on watching that Beckham documentary again.
Oh, finally back on it, yeah.
Finally back. Finally got, had a couple of hours off yesterday. And I'm watching this bit where they look into his wardrobe. What a fascinating individual he is. He has, like, all his shirts, and he does this himself, right? He has all, like, his shirts in order by colour. That is somebody who's obsessed. He then lays out his entire week of clothes, right, on a special rack in order. Who does that? I mean, that is somebody who's obsessed with details on another level, isn't it? I mean, Stephen, what about yourself? Do you lay out your clothes for the week in advance?
I feel like that does take a bit of the spice out of life.
Wow.
Like having your whole outfit sorted for the week.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's the creative freedom? Where's the
great question?
I don't know. I understand that some people, you know what? Most of the population is more organized than myself. I'm pretty unorganized in general. But I do think that's taking a little bit far.
Indeed, right? What about you, Kath? You do? You
like? I used to. Oh. I don't anymore.
Right.
Well, my uniform here is really easy, right? I just grab the next pair of jeans and the next
shirt.
T-shirt off the pile and I keep going because nobody really cares what I'm wearing in the studio.
The beauty of radio.
That's it.
But, you know, in the dark days when I used to wear suits every day, I would have Monday through Friday to laid out with shoes and shirt and whatever.
In order?
Yeah, I laid them all out on Sunday.
Wow, that's so interesting. I don't think I've ever met anyone in person who does that.
I used to work kind of 14, 16-hour days, so right. I didn't really have time to sit there and be creative of a morning. I just literally picked up the next one off the rack.
So
and
here's
I
the,
kept all my creativeness for Sunday afternoon.
Here's the difference. David Beckham works 0 hours a day. He's retired, right? And he still does that, which is fascinating. Tops at 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland in the Valley. A bit of cloud hanging about as you wake up with the Novos at UFM.
What's the goss on the way? And yet another celebrity in trouble, I suppose, for a failed attempt to be relatable.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, they're in hot water. I'll give you the name and all the details in a matter of minutes.
I'm hooked.
Do you boys volunteer?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I volunteer for the Jets.
Yeah, you're there a you regular go. Volunteer.
Yeah.
Perfect. So you are one of the 240,000 people that volunteer.
Come on.
Yeah,
way to numbers. Make a man feel special.
Nice. I know. There's heaps of them, actually.
Volunteering is actually really good for the soul, as well as really good for the community. And there's a big event happening today at the Carrington Bowling Club. The Hunter Volunteer Centre is hosting the Volunteer Expo. It's running from 10 until 3 this afternoon. And you can basically go along and check out a whole bunch of organisations that need and want volunteers. So it's like a, you know, matchmaking, bit of dating.
Oh, yeah. That's a bit saucy.
Speed volunteering, yeah. If you will.
Yeah. So tell us, what are your favourite hobbies? Eh? What do you like to eat? Chinese food? Me too.
This is the second year it's happened, and last year it was very successful, so it's hoping that the event will match up a whole lot of volunteers with organisations that want their services. If you're keen to go along, check it out. It's happening at the Carrington Bowling Club from 10 o'clock this morning.
Oh, there you go.
That is exciting as well, because like you said, volunteering is so rewarding. Like
it is, but a lot of people don't know how to start.
That's like, right.
They don't know, you know, do I just ring up the hospital and say I want to... Yeah, you do. It's really quite that simple. But, you know, this gives people an opportunity to find out what's involved in volunteering at particular organisations. You can volunteer for little organisations, for big organisations. And there's all kinds of charities and stuff that just, you know, want help. I mean, little things that are always in need is, you know, things like going to an aged care home and just spending time with people and having a chat. It's incredibly important, but, you know, it's obviously not paid work because, you know.
Yeah. The so-called volunteers don't get paid.
Yeah, I know.
It's it seems, look, like you said, though, it's a great way to match the right person with the right volunteering experience.
Yeah, exactly.
And an example, I mean, anecdotal evidence right here. When I first moved to Newcastle, I love soccer. Didn't have anyone to watch it with. Didn't know any mates. Didn't know anyone who was interested like I was. So volunteered with the Jets. And now I have a bunch of people to talk soccer about. Bunch of people who share the same interests as me. Great way to make friends as well. So if you do have a bit of spare time knocking about, you know, up your sleeve, I think it is worth it, because not only do you get the rewarding aspect of helping out, but you do make more friends and connect, and on a human level, you interact with people, and that is, so fun.
All right, 10 o'clock this morning, get to it.
The Novos. What's the goss?
UFM. All right, team, we familiar with Charlie D'Amelio?
Yeah, of course. TikTok star, massive, right?
Yeah, massive TikTok star.
TikTok, right?
Yeah. A bit of a social media juggernaut. So she's got 40 million followers on Instagram, and then she's got a measly 151 million followers on TikTok, which is outrageous.
Yeah, yeah.
And all 151 million of those followers upset with her at the moment. She's well and truly put her foot in it. Her and her sister Dixie under fire. Basically, what they've done is they've dressed up in like cashier uniforms, in like Walmart uniforms over in the States.
Yeah.
And have done a little like comedic video in the shops to promote their new line of popcorn they've got coming out. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
lovely.
A collaboration we all knew we needed.
Yeah.
The D'Amelio sisters and popcorn.
Yeah.
They go hand in hand, of course.
D'Amelio corn.
Anyway, that's, I think, what they've called it. No, it's not Happy Snack or something like that, I think it's called. Be Happy Snacks, that's what it's called. So in the clip, the duo smiled, laughed, and pretended to, you know, like, pack bags and scan items, and the internet is not very happy about it at all. Seems like, on the surface, a pretty, I don't know, like, medial video. Doesn't seem, I mean, it's just a bit of lighthearted fun, but a lot of the comments are along the line of, I've just grabbed one from the video.
Yeah.
I wish I had enough money to cosplay as a retail worker.
so fun being in the working class. People blowing up. They are not happy.
But hey, that's fair enough, too. I mean, they've probably never worked a real day in their life.
Oh, absolutely not. Like,
well, they've worked pretty hard to get to the fame level they've got to.
Oh, they've done a few dances on TikTok, Crevo.
Yeah, but you don't get... Everyone's done a few dances on TikTok. Doesn't mean you get 100 million followers. It's actual hustle behind the scenes.
Okay.
That I respect.
Yeah, but...
It's not the same as doing, you know, a 10-hour shift standing on your feet in retail.
Yeah, getting abused by customers.
It is a different type of work. It's a different type of work. I'll give you that.
To be, like, in their defense, girls both young. Like, Charlie's only 19, I think, or something like that. Still so much to learn. Just trying to have a bit of fun. But, a lot of people are like, it's not fun to cosplay as my job. Yeah. You know, that's what I do every day and get up to earn a living. Yeah. Leave us alone, basically, is the sentiment. So,
I'm with the people.
I'm against the people on this one. I think if you're blowing up because a couple of TikTokers are wearing a Walmart uniform, find something better to do with your time.
Interesting. There you go. Well, speaking of young people who are very successful, Halloween was last night and Robert Irwin got into the spirit of it.
Oh, very
shall
nice.
Shall we say? He dressed up as Ken. God, me and you were talking about
so
this
much
cat.
Imagination required there for the blonde kind of...
He's got the right haircut.
Hair already there. All he needed to do was basically put on a suit and say, I'm Ken.
All he had to do was find a denim jacket from... It screams of last-minute outfit, isn't it? Oh, what? I've forgotten.
It's
bloody Halloween.
It's a low-effort costume, let's just say it. I mean, the only lower-effort costume he could do is zoo employee.
Dressed up as Irwin's. He could have done that. Lots of people did.
Yeah.
He would have had plenty of reasons to celebrate, though, because we talked about, I think last week, that he's been announced as the new host of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
That's right.
So, 6-week gig, right, in South Africa, he's off to host this. It's reported now that the 19-year-old set to earn over $430,000 for 6 weeks.
What is it with these 19-year-olds making so much money?
Well, I know. It's outrageous, isn't it?
I was like born in the wrong generation or something. I want a refund.
You want a refund on your age, do you? On your birth year. Outrageous. But over $430,000 he's going to be earning. And speaking of heartthrobs, one more quick one. Channing Tatum officially off the market. Engaged to partner of 2 years, an actress and model, Zoe Kravitz, who is the daughter of Lenny Kravitz.
I'm devastated.
Yeah, it's sad news for everyone all around. Definitely. Channing Tatum off the market.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's all right. I'm sure he's real happy. I'm not, though.
The Novos, waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
All right, so guys, remember Stephen announced last week that Nui Fried Chicken, they'd moved, right?
Yeah, Broadmeadow, next to Subway is where they've gone.
Correct. Big announcement overnight, because a lot of people have been saying, when's the takeaway come back? Because they've just been doing eating only, like, while they work out all their systems. Overnight, the announcement has been made. Next week, they will be doing lunch and dinner, and the takeaway is just a few days after that.
Wow.
So if you've been going, need me Nui Fried Chicken takeaway, I've been pining for the fjords and the chicken, don't worry, it's coming very soon, within a week by the looks of it. So, get strapped in, get your chicken buckets ready.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's one of those things as well where, like, I'm excited. It's almost like it's new again.
That's a brand
new toy. I'm excited to excuse to go and try it again.
You just want to eat chicken.
Yeah, absolutely. who doesn't?
It's a good excuse to go and eat chicken.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm supporting local. It's about the economy with me, Kath. If it was up to me, I wouldn't. But I'm generous like that. I'm trying to help out.
Pave Paradise sort of vibes. Put up a parking lot. You don't know what you got till it's gone. Right? I was all relaxed until it went away. Now it's back. So, breathe easy. Listen to that. I'm so relaxed.
Very, very excited.
Waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
It's the 1st of November, which means it's Movember. We'll talk about that next.
Fair chunk of cloud hanging about today. Tops of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley as you wake up with the Novos at New FM.
And this weekend sees the Jets' first home game for both the men and the women. So, of course, we'll get Ryan Scott on air in a minute to chat all things A-League.
And it's the 1st of November, so that means it's Movember.
Of course.
Now, are you boys going to get involved in this?
Look, I would like to, but this Movember that I've got going at the moment has been 24 years in the making. So
you reckon you're cheating?
Well, I think if I shaved it and started again, I'd have to wait till November 2026, probably.
Before it came good.
Before it came good again.
Do you have a bit of a slow growing mo?
Very slow growing mo.
Yeah, I don't know if I will. I've started a few times over the journey. Always annoys me so much about a week or two in. Cuts it off.
It's a great cause, though, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Look,
so
it's
good.
A really great cause, and it's one of the few kind of big charity type things that has really never had a question raised about what it does or why it does it. So most of the big things, like, for example, White Ribbon Day or whatever, have gone through some period of scandal where it was kind of found that they weren't doing what they said they were doing.
Nah, which is not good.
No. Nah. And it's always disappointing for people that have supported those causes. But Movember's been really solid, and one of the reasons it's been really solid is they're really transparent about what they spend their money on, and they don't try and do too much, right? It's mental health and suicide, prostate cancer testing. That's it.
Yeah.
And they don't do anything else. And it's just very, very focused on those things. But there are ways that you can support Movember without growing moustache.
Okay.
Put some money in the tin.
You can.
Step one.
Donate to somebody else.
Yeah.
Easy done. You can also move for mental health 60Ks for 60 men lost to suicide each hour across the world.
Wow, that's cool.
That is good.
Or you can host a moment.
What's a moment?
What's that? I like melting moments.
They've just, you know, like everything's branded Mo something.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, have a gathering, have a bunch of people around, raise some money, put it in the tin, watch the course. So there's lots of different ways you can get involved. Check out the details at Movember.com and get involved because it's a really good charity to support.
Most certainly
even
is.
If you can't grow a Mo.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, there's a lot of people there struggling who do struggle, but you can still get involved.
You know who does have a great mother?
Who?
Ryan Scott of the Newcastle Jets.
Certainly does. We will chat to him next year on UFM.
Tops at 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. A bit of, I guess, cloud hanging about today as you wake up with the Novos here at UFM.
And it feels like a lifetime ago, but the Jets are finally back home. McDonald Jones Stadium, their home opener, I suppose, and ahead of the game this Sunday. We've got Ryan Scott, one of their stars, joins us once again. Hey, mate, how's things?
Morning, going all right.
Yeah, is the team excited to finally play a game at home this season?
Yeah, definitely. Tough couple of away games, obviously, to start the season. Looking forward to getting back home in front of our fans and members.
Well, I guess it's your first game at McDonald Jones as a Jet as well. Any extra, I guess, excitement for you around that?
Yeah, it's always good to play in front of a home crowd. It'll be my first experience of it this weekend, so yeah, looking forward to it.
And on the right side of Terrace Novocastria for once, what has been your, I guess, thoughts and opinions about Newcastle McDonald Jones Stadium playing here as a away player in the past?
Yeah, it's always been, I think I've had some mixed results here, passionate crowd and they get behind their team, so yeah, hopefully we can do that again this week.
Well, you train in a better part of Newcastle. You train out of Maitland.
Yeah.
Have you managed to get a few runs in at McDonald Jones, or are you just going to go blind?
I believe we'll train there on Saturday. Okay. So yeah, our last session will be at the stadium.
Is it like, does the grass feel different? You know, is there something different going on, or what are the main differences where you go, that training will actually help being in that stadium?
Yeah, I guess it's probably more the visuals. It's actually a nice training ground at Maitland, like in regards to the surface. But just familiarising yourself with the stadium, and I guess see if you can, I don't know, sort of manifest what's going to happen the next day.
I like that, a bit of manifestation.
Well, something a bit different about Sunday's game upcoming, I suppose, is you guys are serving as a curtain raiser for the girls, actually.
Yes.
Do you prefer playing an early or a late game?
For me, personally, I probably prefer playing under the lights.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting.
Is there any particular reason for that?
Especially being from Victoria, like, it's usually a bit dewy, so the ball sort of skips on a bit. My club that I played at in the NPL, we always played Friday night, so I guess I got used to that.
Ah, so it's just something that you're more familiar with.
Yeah.
Well, habits are hard to break. Hopefully, though, we are trying to, I guess, break the attendance for the girls. That's the point of having you guys as curtain raiser. Yeah. Crowd in, keep them around as well. We actually did have that record round one this year. I'm not sure if you're aware. That F3 derby, we had over 5,000 people there. And then the Sydney derby, they beat that a couple hours later. The Jets won it again. Are you trying to, as a club, encourage people to stick around and enjoy both games? Bit of a doubleheader?
Yeah, of course. Obviously the girls had a good win against the Mariners. I think they had a week off last week, so they'll be looking forward to get back out there. It's one club, one family. We're happy to play before, and hopefully we can get everyone through the gates and they can stick around and watch the girls.
Now, you say one club, one family. Is that what Rob's thinking as well? Is he allowing you to have a few beers, you know, maybe after half time, watch the end of the girls' game? You've got 7 days off.
Yeah, look, I don't think that will be the case, but you never know.
Rules with an iron fist, does he?
Yeah. We've just got to worry about getting a win this week, I think.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a tough team to beat playing the Wanderers. They haven't conceded yet this season. We've leaked a few. Is there anything you've looked at as kind of like nailed down and gone, this is what we need to work on this week, looking at footage from last week's game?
Yeah, look, Western Sydney's always a big team to play against. Obviously we're happy we're playing them at home. We want to, make that a fortress. But, yeah, look, we've... giving up some chances. We've reviewed the game again yesterday, and we've got a few days now to work on some things and make sure we're best prepared for that match on Sunday.
Well, fingers crossed you come away with 3 points, mate, and fingers crossed you can sneak maybe one beer and enjoy the girls' game after. All the best on Sunday, Ron.
Thank you.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather with Skid.
Good morning, my name is Kelly Brennan. I'm 8 years old in Stage 1 at Our Lady of Lourdes Tower, and I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is cloudy, tops of 23 degrees this afternoon. Right now in Hamilton, it's 19 degrees. Now back to the Novos of 105 Radio FM, and happy birthday to my dad.
Happy birthday, Dad! We did not know. That was a surprise. I loved that. Happy birthday, Dad.
I like how you saw your moment. You're like, I gotta take it quickly.
Dad, a happy birthday, man. I'll sneak it in at the bottom of the script.
And get it on the radio.
Are you doing anything exciting for Dad's birthday?
And then a papa cake for dinner tonight.
Oh, that's good. That'll be nice.
That'll be great. Fantastic.
Big celebration for Dad's 21st.
No doubt.
Exciting.
No doubt. Yeah, indeed, indeed. He looks good too for 21. I'll give him that.
He's doing
very... He's 46.
Oh, you're under the bus. He doesn't look a day over 21, though.
Oh, you've done him in.
Now, we do have to get to the business side of this, of course, because we need a score for you, Kelly. So we'll go to Jess in our newsroom, our normal weather reader. What do you think of today's read?
Hey, Kelly. First, happy birthday to Kelly's dad. Kelly, that was so, so good. I'm going to give you an 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yes.
That is a score to be very proud of, Kelly. Well done.
And your 8.5 have, of course, earned you your McDonald's hash browns on the way to school.
Yes.
Well done. Also won your own play party. Thanks to Kid World Playland Adventure. So you can jump, climb, party and play. And, of course, they're at Charlestown and Green Hills. And you can book at kidsworldplay.com.au or you can beat the new FM Weather Whiz Kid. Congratulations.
Simple as that. Well done. How good. A happy birthday wish and the Weather Whiz Kid. What a day to be alive. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. You're waking up with the Novos. Tops of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today here on New FM.
I was a little bit shocked on the weekend, I have to tell you, boys. Not, you know, when I usually say that I'm shocked, which means I'm not shocked at all. I was literally shocked when I read in the Newcastle Herald that Hexham is not connected to Town Sewerage.
That is shocking.
What do you mean by that?
Well, like, as in, you know, you go to the toilet at your house and you flush it and it goes down a pipe and it goes somewhere else, right?
Mm.
At Hexham, it doesn't. It gets processed at their house.
They got, like, a septic tank, I guess.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. So... Hexham's not, you know, middle of nowhere. It's literally just down the road.
From the Sandgate bunker, we can see it if you stand on the roof.
We can see Aussie the Mozzie.
Yeah, exactly.
From here, pretty much. So I was a bit shocked about this, so I read a little bit more and I researched a little bit more. And basically what the deal is that through a quirk of history, the small number of houses that there are in Hexham have just never been connected to the system. And they were hoping and had been campaigning as part of all of the works being done around the M1 extension, which includes a lot of drainage, that they would get connected. But Hunter Water has said no.
Really?
So Hunter Water has apparently fully investigated it. They reckon it's going to cost $18.8 million for the 78 residential lots in Hexham to be connected to reticulated sewerage, which would cost around $240,000 per property, and they think that's too much.
Interesting. I mean, like on the, I can sort of see like they'll never get that money back, But at the same time, it is a public...
It's a public health issue.
Public thing, right?
So both the New South Wales EPA, the Environmental Protection Authority, and New South Wales Health have previously, and I'm talking back in 2014, written papers and submissions in support of Hexham getting sewerage. But no. And before you go thinking this is just a couple of households, it includes the Hexham Bowling Club.
No, Aussie the Mozzie.
Yeah, so they got their not own, connected
they,
to sewerage.
They got a big septic tank out the back.
Apparently so, yeah. Yeah. Which I just kind of find a bit mind-blowing because, you know, it's 2023, guys, and it's Australia. We've got the money. Give them the damn sewerage. Hunter Water, remember, Hunter Water is owned by the government, right?
Mm.
So this isn't a private company that's saying, nah, we're too cheap and we're not going to do it.
Mm.
This is the New South Wales government saying, nah, we're too cheap and we're not going to do it.
Interesting. I mean, it is a small number of houses.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's mainly industrial in Hexham. So yeah. how many residential properties actually are there?
74.
Right, okay.
Mm. Which is not a lot, but it's about 150 people.
Yeah.
But it's a case of Hexham will never grow if they don't put in sewerage.
Is there space for more houses, though? Because a lot of it is, like, quite low-lying and flood-prone, is my belief.
All of those things are you know, possible issues.
Mm.
But certainly cost shouldn't be one of those. And you know, there are entire villages that are that big. You know, 74 houses is not... you know, insignificant. It's a decent number of houses, and there are rural communities that only have that many people and have sewerage.
Yeah,
why
right.
can't the people of Hexham?
Yeah, and it is, if it was on the very edge of, like, the Newcastle-Maitland area.
Out the backside of Paterson somewhere.
You might go, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
But I feel like it should be sort of on the line between here and Maitland or
you
something.
Would think
you should just run a little side pipe out and, you know, sort it out.
Yeah.
But $18 million is a lot of money, though, isn't it? On the other
really.
Side of things.
If you're listening and you're in that kind of work and you're thinking, oh, I can quote it for less, here's a chance. Because obviously the money is the issue. You're thinking, oh, I could do that for $15.5 million or whatever. You could earn yourself a pretty penny.
To put it in perspective, Hunter Water returned $316 million in profit back to the New South Wales government just last year.
Okay, that does change the perspective because yeah. I was thinking $18 million. Well, yeah, that's
they've
a
got
lot.
The $18 million. They're choosing not to spend it on the people of Hexham.
Ooh, that is controversial.
It is, and on a pure human level, just like if you turn on your empathetic side for a second, surely you have the right to have sewerage.
Yeah,
you're living in, you know, well, in Newcastle.
We put this up on the socials, and one of the most common comments is, "I was this years old when I, you know, learned that Hexham didn't have sewerage." The assumption is that you live in a big city. You have basic services, and this is the most basic of services.
Would have thought so. That and a bit of and tap water, you know.
But maybe I'm wrong. So let's go to Newcastle and see what they think, shall
okay.
we? 4967 4105 is our phone number. Give us a call if you have a different view, or perhaps you live in Hexham or you know someone who lives in Hexham and has a view on whether or not they should be connected to sewerage or not.
I'm also interested as well is because, like all those people online, I was 30 years old when I learned this.
Yeah.
Are there other parts of Newcastle where this is being affected as well? It just hasn't been as publicised?
Are there other parts of Newcastle that don't have access to sewerage? That would be really interesting to know.
Definitely. Now, just for getting on the show, we've got a stack of tickets to Freelance. This is our preview screening. You'll get to see it before everyone else at Event Cinemas Glendale the 8th of November. It doesn't come out to the 9th, so you get to see it before anyone else. We roll out the red carpet, very flash event. You're up there with the photo wall. Everyone's getting dressed up. 4967 4105. Win the Freelance tickets just for having your say on the show here at New FM. Tops of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. Bit of cloud hanging about today as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
And we're talking about sewerage this morning. No, we're not making poo jokes.
Oh, please, can we?
I know you boys would really like to make a couple of poo jokes. That would be great.
The cat says no.
We're actually talking serious stuff this morning because I learned on the weekend, as did a lot of people, that Hexham does not have connection to, like, normal sewerage like the rest of the city.
Outrageous.
I know. And we just kind of wanted to know from people whether or not that was...
Like okay. A bigger problem.
You know, I mean, obviously, a lot of people in Hexham don't think it's okay. They've been campaigning for a long time.
Mm.
And the news story on the weekend had naughty words in it even, because they were clearly very frustrated. We put this up on the socials last night and got a couple of comments, including one from Michelle, who obviously lives in Hexham. She says the bloody council are white-collar criminals. They want our rates but give us jack and they need proper sewerage. Hexham is the suburb council forgot.
Really?
That is heavy words, aren't they?
Heavy words indeed.
However, Tommy has a different view. So Tommy says their bills will go up hundreds for connection when they already had EnviroCycles or Septic installed. I have no sewer where I live, paid $10K for EnviroCycle, and if they ever add sewer, I've lost that money, plus I then need to pay $200 in connection fees, even if he chooses not to connect to the main sewerage.
Well, that's a really interesting point. If you got to pay extra for connection, then, you know, maybe they don't want it.
Yeah,
who knows?
I understand it, new construction. So yeah. Christy has also commented that she inquired about getting town water on at their place at Patterson, and we're told it would cost an estimated $200K.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. And when you're building a new house, I understand it, right? So one of the kind of premises that they have in these things is if you're building a new house, then the builder or the developer or whatever pays, the cost of getting water and sewerage on. I don't think that's the case when you're talking about an old suburb, where for whatever reason they got left out of the system. That needs to be fixed for public health for everybody, you know, in all of the city around Hexham. So, you know, it's one of those things that is public good and really should be paid for by the government.
Yeah. So as someone who doesn't really understand, is there health implications to the septic?
Yeah.
There is?
Yeah. I mean, the whole reason why we have modern sewerage, right, is to take the bad stuff away.
Yeah.
And clean it and process it in a way that doesn't affect everyone else.
Okay.
So if you have just one house's septic systems fails, or perhaps they get a really bad contagious disease from overseas, remember COVID, and that goes into that septic system and, say, for example, maybe seeps out into the groundwater. You could have a major public health issue on your hands just because water were too cheap.
So it's more than just a bad smell.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The smell's bad.
Yeah,
it's really bad. But, yeah, I mean, I've lived on rural properties that were on septic systems, but, you know, when you're 200 k's from the nearest town, that's okay.
We expect that a bit,
yeah.
Don't you?
That's right, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, Hunter Water is saying that Hexham is 6 k's from the nearest pump station. It's like,
it doesn't seem that far.
Yeah. I think you can do that, guys.
Feels reasonable. Anonymous did call up and say Reservoir Road in Glendale doesn't have it as well, which is interesting.
Okay. I would be interested to know what other areas don't have sewerage, whether or not this is a bigger problem.
Mm. Yeah.
We have Trish in Rutherford, I believe.
Hi, how are you, mate?
All right, Trish, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
All right, what do you think about the situation at Hexham?
I went and visited someone there about 30 years ago, and I'm having a problem with it then.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been going on for decades, yeah.
Yes. And I just seen Decree that I'm on the phone before. What if there's McDonald's in a garage there? How do they deal with it?
Good question.
It's a really good question. I mean, the number of people that you know, I mean, and how did the bowling club deal with it? You know, like, you've got a lot of people there.
I guess you've got to get those trucks out and do a lot of pumping, isn't it?
Maybe, yeah.
Good time to be in the truck pumping business is all I can say, especially if you're out around Sandgate. Good opportunity.
If you want to comment on this further, go to our Facebook page. You'll see the post there and just add anything. And if there are other areas, I think I might stay on this issue.
Okay. Kath is on the investigation here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos.
How on earth are we in November already?
Oh, good question.
All right.
The year has just flown by, and I came in with such excitement for a new month, right?
Yeah.
But, Kath, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh, what's happened?
I didn't do the pinch and the punch.
You know, you foiled my plan for a pinch and a punch because you're wearing green. Everyone knows you can't pinch and a punch someone who's wearing green.
This is not a rule I'm familiar with.
Is a rule you're familiar with?
Yeah, of course. That's why I've got green on my socks. Here, look at that. Green.
Oh, you've both foiled me. Outrageous. I came in ready to pinch and punch. I was so excited. I had my little claws ready.
Yeah.
And then I see, to my disappointment, Kath's wearing a green shirt.
Sorry.
And you acted like you didn't know the rules.
I never heard that rule.
Really?
I never heard that rule.
Yeah, well.
I'm the only one.
And given that I changed shirt about 6 times this morning, I thought that's hilarious.
I was very lucky.
Well, you foiled my plan and my sense of fun. I came in so excited to pinch and punch everyone, and alas, There'll be no pinching or punching today for me, unfortunately.
Ah, tough go. What about your lovely partner, Siobhan?
I'll get her.
Yeah, no, fantastic.
She won't be wearing green, I don't reckon. I'll do her in.
She won't be listening, that's for sure. So you'll be safe there. Up next, guys, we know the one thing about Stephen we know is his love for Snoop Dogg.
Snoop!
Now, when talking about, like, oh, imagine we doing an interview with him, Stephen went all weak. So I want to talk about the celebs that make you a little bit weak at the knees. Okay. Up next. I'll be revealing mine as well as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. Happy hump day, everyone. How's this for a lovely song for your Wednesday? Tops of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. And a bit of fun for your feel-good Wednesday here this morning because yesterday behind the scenes, talking to Stephen about his love of Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
And I made mention, I said, what would you do if we actually interviewed Snoop Dogg? And Stephen said, couldn't actually deal with it. You don't think you can handle it, right?
I actually think you two would have to do the interview. I'd have to step out the studio. I'd be no good. I actually would crumble, I think. I it's a level of fandom, a level of, like, starstruck, which I don't think I could function.
Right, in the same sort of presence, right?
Yeah, I just would. I'm nervous now thinking about it. We're not even interviewing you.
Listen to him.
See, I think we should get the interview and see what happens. Yeah, it'd be a fun social experiment.
Of course it would. You get it, Kath. So around the team, I thought, let's do what celebrity would make you so starstruck or a bit weak at the knees, if yeah, you okay. will? Because for you, it's Snoop Dogg. Kath, who is it for you?
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Yeah, that's a big, big name, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I know, and actually Serena Williams as well.
Can have two.
Yeah, I can have two. Because I've met a lot of politicians and I really don't get fazed by them at all, but sure. for some reason those really big, strong, powerful women who have trailblazed in so many areas, they're the ones that I go a bit weak for.
Yeah, so if we said, oh, tomorrow interview with Beyonce, you'd be freaking out, yeah?
Yeah, I'd probably not be eating in the morning in case I threw up in the studio.
Oh, there we go.
It's crazy though. It's like these people that you have no connection with on any personal level, but still you just feel so, I don't know, moved by, I don't know, it's so yeah. weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Moved by what they do.
You feel like you know them, even though you don't. And even though, you saw them on the street, they wouldn't know you. You feel like you're part of their lives.
That's
so
right.
selfishly. Do you have one, Crevo?
For me, it's Nigella Lawson. You know, the TV chef? Like the way she just pads down the stairs in the middle of the night, ready to cook up some brownies. Like, what are you even doing cooking at 2 a.m? And why is it such a delicious-looking brownie? You know, and just the way her hair effortlessly, like, floats while she's mixing up said brownies and all seems so slapped together out of the larder, but it looks so amazing. Something about it.
You could have given me, I could... 1,000 guesses. Would have never guessed Michael Lawson.
This
sounds like Creeper's got a little crush on us.
Wow, you know. I mean, this is the sort of area we move into.
The way to a man's heart is through his belly, famously. So there you go. Maybe he does have a little bit of a crush.
All right, this is what we want to do here. 4967-4105. Which celebrity makes you a little bit weak at the knees, where you know, if you met them, you'd have a bit of a meltdown sort of thing, or you wouldn't be able to talk?
You'd look like a paddle pop in a 40-degree day, just on the floor, just a puddle.
Yeah, exactly. Now, everyone that gets on the show to talk about this is coming along to our red carpet screening of Freelance, so you'll get to have your own celebrity moment on the red carpet, little photo wall and stuff, for free on us. 4967-4105. Which celebrity would make you weak at the knees? We'll get your stories on the air next. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. Tops of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley. And we're talking about the celebrities that make you a little bit nervous, a little bit weak at the knees, if you will, after we found out Stephen could not handle being on an interview, even a phone call with Snoop Dogg, right?
Oh, I would just...
crumble was the word you used.
I still think we should do it. I think we should set up the
It would be amazing, right? It'd
I
be amazing.
I would, because forever, I'd always be thinking, it'd be one of those moments, you know, like 10 years, 15 years down the track, they still keep you up at night, you're staring lasers through the roof thinking, man, how'd I muck it up with Snoop Dogg? That'd be me.
You are not alone. There is a lot of love. So we put this up on the socials this morning, and there's a lot of suggestions of people that, you know, Novocastrians would melt for. Nadine would melt for Chris Hemsworth. Holy moly, the voice, the smile, the muscles.
He's got some muscles on him,
and there's a couple of votes for Robbie Williams. Deb says she's seen a concert a few times and was definitely feeling weak in the knees just in the crowd, and it wasn't because of the alcohol.
Oh, yeah, I love that. All right, well, 4967-4105 is the number to call. First to Boorigal, Adonis, which celebrity would make you weak at the knees?
Bob Marley. Let me tell you, if I ever saw Bob Marley, and you know, I'm a big man, I'm strong, I like to, you know, consider myself not too much of a groupie, but if me see Bob Marley, I would just faint and drop dead. I don't know. It's like, I'm lucky he dead, because trust me, he's the one man, and I don't love man, I love my ladies, but one man, if you see Bob Marley, I drop dead.
You hear this coming on? You see him walking through the door, and you're thinking, what do I do in this situation? What do I do?
Drop dead. Bob Marley. Oh, my God. And then see Bob Marley.
Oh, my God. Well, there you go. I mean, different strokes for different folks. For some, it's Chris Hemsworth's muscles. For some, it's this. Just bob your head along. You can feel it. You can feel the vibe.
New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
Sorry.
Just made me laugh just as I'm about to open the microphone.
Steven, stop it, you naughty boy. No Megan Kath laugh.
He's just playing binball. It's okay. I just wanted to you know, kind of do a bit of a shout out to the Knights fans who might be feeling a little bit nervous.
Oh, yes. Hang on, I get to play this.
Go to the Knights.
You love it when I talk about the Knights, I know. So we did pick up Tom Jenkins has agreed to join the Newcastle Knights.
Oh, brilliant.
Now, you're saying he's from the Panthers, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, former Penrith outside back Tom Jenkins. He's signed for two seasons.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
brilliant
good news.
Stuff.
We might have to chat to him. But we've gone into open season now, right? So as of today, as of the 1st of November, a whole lot of players are in the last season or the last year of their contract, and they're able to negotiate with others. So they could leave the club, which would be sad. Braden and Best, Jacob Safidi. They can't leave. It's not allowed. Tyson Gamble also. Dane Gagai, no way. I'm sorry, he's not leaving. It's not allowed.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of others as well. But I'm just kind of saying, you know, I wanted to give some love to the Knights fans today who may be a little bit nervous about trading season. I'm with you. I don't think any of these guys should leave because Newcastle is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, these players might be thinking, I want to leave, but
you said no.
So, and what Kath says is final. So you rip those new contracts up.
I would be very surprised if Jacob Safidi left in particular.
Oh, I hope none of them leave.
Same.
The problem is I hate when they do this with time still left on their contract, because you look at someone, you know, like a Dom Young, for example.
Yeah.
We knew he was leaving, you know, before season started, and then he broke all the records and had one of the best seasons ever. Surely he wants to stick around. Surely he's regretting that decision now.
You would hope so.
I don't know. Fingers crossed they all stick around. Anyway, like you said.
Indeed.
Lots of nervous Knights fans like myself.
All across the Hunter.
Hey, up next, if you're stuck in traffic and you know, you're thinking, oh, this is bugger this, I've got a solution for you, right?
Nice.
Crafty solution and a way that a young entrepreneur might be able to make some money here in Newcastle as well. All rolled into one.
Okay. I'm listening.
If you want to hear that, it's happening next here on New FM.
Lovely, partly cloudy day today. Tops of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland in the Valley as you wait up with the Novos in UFM.
And it's no doubt that one of the, I guess, biggest issues in Newcastle, one that's certainly front of mind, is traffic.
Oh.
You don't have to jog the memory far back to look at the Taro Bridge to know that Newcastle traffic is getting busier and busier.
Yeah.
says the guy who didn't have to sit in it.
Oh, I had to sit in it one time. That was enough for me.
Every day.
And you know what? You don't have to, I guess, go far to be like on that road out to Cameron Park on any day, either school times or before or after work, to experience the Taro vibe, if you will.
Well, this is what I'm going to talk about, because the issue does extend beyond the Taro Bridge. There's no doubt Newcastle has been getting busier, and a lot of that has got to do with, I guess, people coming back home with, like, COVID restrictions and stuff like that, and also work-from-home culture. Mm. People can now work in the most beautiful parts of the world.
Yeah.
So, of course, they keep their job from the big city, but they move to beautiful Newcastle. Exactly. You can't blame them. No. I would if I could as well.
Yeah.
But this influx of people has meant that traffic is getting worse and worse. But I've got a solution for Newcastle. Mm. I've seen this thing. I've got some inspiration from overseas. It's called Jam Busters, right? And it's happening in Beijing. Basically, what you do here, and I reckon we should implement this in Newcastle, is you order it like you would an Uber on your phone. So it's a little nap, Jam Busters. You get it on it. You order yourself a Jam Buster. And what this is they use the live location on your phone, and a little bike comes to your car in traffic. So weaves in and out, comes to your car. There's two people on this bike. Mm. One hops off and hops into your car. You hop off and jump on the bike. Now, the bike can get you to your destination quicker. It weaves in and out of traffic, and it, you know, gets you, like, through all the congestion, while the other person who's hopped off the bike, they slowly sit in traffic and drive your car to the destination.
So, oh, my God, I love this.
Yeah, so, like, if you're running late for work or something like that, and but you want to be able to drive your car home.
Sure.
You go, oh, you know, you got a meeting you got to get to. Oh, quick Jam Busters. They come, they get you to work quicker. Your car's still there for you to drive home after.
This is actually brilliant, because you're helping the economy by getting more people into jobs, riding motorbikes, and also you're helping people get to meetings on time, which means sales will not be lost, which keeps this economy running, let's face it.
And like I said before, admittedly, and you flagged this to me yesterday when we were talking about it, Kath, wouldn't have worked on Taro, because you couldn't have driven on the outside of the roads.
And the bridge, yeah.
You can't really weave in and out through there. But like you said, I think this would be perfect all the time when I'm trying to get to training for the mighty Cardiff Hawks in Cameron Park.
Yeah,
on
Cammy
main
Park.
Road there, when you're going through like Edgeworth and all that. Yeah. It is bumper to bumper, always like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. You could use it for that. Or
Link Road, Linky.
How's this? Imagine you're sitting on Turton Road, bumper to bumper there. So Elton John's about to start. Or Sir Paul McCartney, you're like, oh, I want to be able to drive my car home. Jam Buster, you can go through Turton Road and get to McDonald Jones Stadium, get there, see the start of the act, and then you have your car available to drive home after.
Perfect.
It's actually genius. I love it. And I just think this is going to solve so many problems for Newcastle.
I'm telling you, this is the solution. Now, at the moment, they're charging like $60 a ride or something like that. But this is an open market in Australia. I haven't seen anyone doing it, particularly in Newcastle.
Yeah.
So come in, set the price. A young entrepreneur wants to make some money. You got a bike.
Yeah. And you know what?
I'm sure there's some insurance problems and legal hoops you got to jump through.
Fish posh.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, okay, sure, Jam Busters is taken, and that's a very, very, like, fancy name. You can just switch. You have your own version, Peanut Butter Busters. Done.
I just had a thought. This would actually be a really good way for the delivery drivers that drive motorbikes anyway to actually plus up their income, because there's only so many hours to deliver meals.
Genius. God, Kath, you're an ideas person, and that's what I love. Look at us coming together, solving all of Newcastle's problems. Until that happens, though, we'll check the actual traffic. Clouds malingering around Newcastle and the Hunter today. Tops of 20 as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. On tomorrow's show, we are so excited because...
Can we talk about the thesaurus you've got out? Can I say that? The thesaurus?
Yeah.
Malingering. What does that
right
mean?
Word, isn't it? Isn't it the right word?
Well, you know, it kind of implies, you know, a bit of ill intention from the clouds.
Well, I don't know what their intentions are.
Devious,
are
they?
Yeah, they feel
mysterious.
I'm looking out the window here at the Sandgate Bunker, right, out through our little porthole window, and they just sort of seem a bit mysterious. So I thought that's the right word for the right spot.
Okay. All right, sorry, you continue. I've just never heard that word before.
It's a life's a learning journey. I always say that.
Entertaining and educational.
Exactly. on tomorrow's show, we are excited because every caller to wear is coming to our exclusive preview screening of Freelancing.
Ooh.
walking the red carpet with the who's who of Newcastle.
And all, look at the photo wall out as well.
Exactly.
Get like a bit of like proof viewer that Pixar it didn't happen.
Nah,
Pixar there, happened. So it did happen.
Exactly. Plus, we've got, of course, the passes to Bitter and Twisted for Three of a Kind as well.
Absolutely. And I'm going to have a bit of a dilemma for you boys. I think we need some help to solve.
Okay.
Can I say anything else?
Okay.
But it's good. It's a difficult dilemma.
Okay.
Well, I can help you for that, but unfortunately, Kat, tomorrow I'm going to put you in the hot seat over a habit I've noticed of yours, or a lack of habit, rather, which I just need some explaining.
I am concerned.
You should be concerned.
Quick PSA before we go for our mine workers. There's still a bit of an alert level advice around that fire at Ravensworth. They have very much got it under control, but, you know, it did flare up again yesterday afternoon and close the New England Highway for a while. It's probably going to do that again today, but at the moment it's all open, all good.
Okay, good stuff.
Up abysmal abilities. We're playing tonight as well. Back on the football pitch. Excited.
Yes, lovely. You'll see Stephen's lucky boots out there as well with the tape.
Yeah, most certainly, yeah.
Fantastic if you get your tickets now. And we'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.